Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Today is the first Monday of August. Good Lord, look at this. August 2021 is upon us. Believe it or not, yes, this is like Ripley's Believe It or Not. We're ripping out pages of our history every day here and making history on the DJV program because we have great content, great people, great listeners. Jennifer Horn is here to apply her trade, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The world is tipsy, turvy, upside down, inside out, whatever, more COVID stuff. And as it turns out, ladies, the situation with the outbreak on Cape Cod apparently is the reason for these new rules. And I think rules is probably, it's there isn't going to be
guidelines, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The reversal of policy, I think, is how people kind of refer to it.
Well, the policy, if you looked at a graph, Victoria, is up and down and up and down and up and down, because there are a lot of questions that continue to be asked about what happens if you are fully vaccinated. I'm convinced that I'm going to have another shot at some point in time. How about you, the two who have had it, and Jennifer, I know you're thinking about another shot.
You got Pfizer, right?
I did get Pfizer.
So we'll have to. I had Pfizer.
So the contents of the Pfizer vaccine will be the same as the two we've had, or is there going to be something else in there?
Well, it's tweaked, I think, to go up against Delta.
But what happens after Delta? Then there's
Lambda's already out of Texas, right?
Yeah, but so then there's another one. It's a flu on steroids.
It's the Greek,
steroids.
It's the Greek alphabet, so that's
I understand that. But what I'm saying is every year there has been entirely through my life a flu. There has been the colds, and a lot of people, when I was a kid, it seemed that a cold and a flu were about the same thing. The flu hit you a little harder, lasted a little longer, had a few different symptoms, but most people thought the flu was the same thing. You had an upset stomach. I mean, you know what the story is. So we've lived with it. We haven't paid much attention to it. Now we wake up to the fact that these sorts of things, especially when they're created artificially by man in a laboratory in China and then spread through the world one way or another, this becomes much more of a conscious sort of looking around and thinking, what really is going on this planet? What really is the danger of living as a human being? There are all kinds of things. We can go to the day-to-day stuff, the changes, as we've just suggested, the cases on the Cape, the hypothesis that vaccinated people can still spread the stuff, and so one says we have to wear a mask all the time. Probably a good idea if you're inside. But yet, there will be people who will take shots at that and say, I'm not going to look at Florida and say, look at Ron DeSantis, he's a hero. And yet, they've broken the record for the most new cases. And so, and I don't think that it's up to one individual. We keep attributing all of this stuff to one person. Okay, it's the governor, it's the president. And that's folly. You're building yourself up for some sort of disappointment if you think that one person is going to continually and always be the source of good or bad. We kind of look at Fauci and say, he's nothing but a big liar. Well, he's a puffin stuff. But yet there are so many other different things that are part of this equation that you wake up every day and you think, okay, what's the next thing? What am I going to worry about today? It's very unsettling. And what I'm suggesting to you is that this, too, will pass. There is going to be, we are now in and have been for a while, in a place where, in reality, we thought we were in charge, but we really aren't. It's hard to know who's in charge or what's in charge. Do we just let our lives play out? We have certain things that we can do to make our lives better or to deal with these things so that our lives are tolerable. But life just isn't sometimes a bowl of cherries. And I guess we're all realizing that. So we take these nuances. This outbreak that we're talking about on the Cape started in Provincetown last month, which is a big tourist destination, a big party scene, a big gay enclave. And so there are some people who say, oh, those gays, they're the ones who started it. That's, of course, nonsense, but that's kind of what there's a lot of that talk in Massachusetts anyway. Whether it is anywhere else or not remains to be seen. There have only been a few people that were actually hospitalized there, but still, it's unsettling every day, don't you think, the three of you, when you think about
Because nobody knows anything. It's unsettling.
Yeah.
Every day something new happens and something changes, so that's the unsettling.
So how do we roll with the punches? How do
we
tell people that are listening to the program, how do we ourselves roll? I had a very unsettling night. I tossed and turned and probably didn't sleep more than a couple of hours thinking about this stuff and other things that are realities to what's going on, thinking, okay, yeah, well, this too will pass, and it will, and there'll be something else. And so how do you either shut the world out or deal with stuff in a sane way? And I just think of myself, I look at the cows, I go to the farm. Yesterday I had a birthday party there with a bunch of 30 youngsters who had the most wonderful time, and it was great to see them all running around and talking to the animals on the farm. That, you know, maybe that doesn't deal with everything.
So focus on that. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I know it's easy to say, well, Ron DeSantis, Chris, that's all Ron DeSantis is saying, personal responsibility, right? Not up to the government to mandate what you do to keep yourself safe. He said, get the vaccine. If the vaccine is something that you're eligible or okay to get the vaccine and live your life. And that's what people have to do. I mean, you can wait until not one person is sick anymore and you'll be waiting for your whole life and it'll be over. So I think we just have to figure out how we navigate. This isn't going away. It's going to be a part of our reality for a while. So.
Yep, and there'll be something else after this, because that's just the way it is. The planet has too many people on it. There are too many people vying for control. They want to have this. They want to have that. And as a result of that, our lives are co-opted if we let them be co-opted. I guess that's pretty much it. You have to make your decisions, go where you want to go, do what you want to do, and then see what where the chips fall where they may. So that's kind of, I see, the good news, actually, because of all of this, I guess it's good news, I think it's good news, that the number of people getting vaccinated has increased in the last week or 10 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because of all the focus on Delta, maybe it's because people are getting smarter, I don't know what it is, and I don't know that it makes a great deal of difference trying to analyze its analysis paralysis time. Okay, this study shows this, and that study shows that. It just is a smart thing to do. And so, what about hospitalizations? I don't even know if I want to talk about hospitalizations and deaths.
I think it's important because what's the point of protecting? I mean, people are going to get sick no matter what, whether it's with COVID or, I mean, at a fever.
All the people, the bottom line is, Jennifer, Victoria.
Who's going to the hospital? And
right.
Dying?
The people who are going are people who haven't been vaccinated. That's it. Pretty much.
And deaths, too. Hospitalizations and deaths. It's
and so what's the number? You know, I haven't heard a lot about hospitalizations going on.
97% of hospital admissions are occurring among the people who aren't vaccinated.
Right.
99.5%
of
people.
How many
of
there? Are there one person, two people, 10 people?
Well, that's it. That's the other. Many fewer people are getting very seriously sick because of Delta. And so you get in, you get out. Exceptions to that are guys like Jeff Valentine down in Nashville. I don't even know what the status of his plight is. He was on a ventilator full time last Thursday. And that's the last time I've heard anything about what's going on with him. But
unfortunately, there are so many stories, and this might tie into why the vaccination rates are now going back up. There are so many stories of people who said, I thought it was a hoax until I ended up in the hospital. The guy who just died over the weekend, I think maybe on Friday, from Vegas, he's got 5 kids, and the last thing he texted his wife was, I should have gotten the damn shot. I mean, and he's dead now. I mean, I think how many more stories of unvaccinated people getting caught by surprise by this virus do you need to hear
it's
before you kind of go, you know, all right, I'm going to go and get vaccinated. And I totally agree with you. But then on the other hand, I hear a story. I had dinner with someone on Friday who was telling me about a pretty famous musician in Los Angeles who was forced into getting the vaccine because he was going to work. He wanted to work. He got the vaccine. And within 48 hours, he was paralyzed. Everything started to shut down. He couldn't breathe out of his lungs. And he was gone. Dead. Because, and they, you know, I mean, it's like, okay,
so that's one
I get it. Everybody.
How many more of those cases?
Yeah, but those stories don't ever get news because they're not fitting the right narrative, right? So it's like, it is a little disheartening because there are people who are not getting the vaccine and who are dying, and then there are people who got the vaccine and got really sick, and nobody's talking
about
those either.
You know what the key
is?
Okay, but the key to that isn't, it is scary. The key to it is your body chemistry. Everybody's body chemistry, even though when we did the genome thing 30 or so years ago, it was shown that most of us, no matter what the color of our skin or our ethnic background or our religious background or wherever we came from, 99.78% of our body makeup is the same as far as humans are concerned. But there is the variant of the chemistry that's in our body, and we find this all the time. You hear stories about people who've been put on a particular drug, and it doesn't act the same way as it does with somebody else. There are mixes and matches and things. Everybody's body is different. That's why you have different DNA, and that's why they can find you or find out about you because of your DNA, because it's different than everybody else's. So there's no guarantee here that this stuff is going to work. But the chances are you're better off if you do it than if you don't. And that's the conclusion you can probably make with fairly certain, you know, parameters. That's how we look at it. Hopefully, 18 after the hour, the feel of a really fine luxury towel when you step out of the shower. Kind of cool. Great. That brings a smile to your face. I bet some of you who get out of the shower, you feel good after you take a really good shower. I got up yesterday morning and I took a really long, I always take long showers anyway, but this was long. I just felt like I wanted to wash a lot of stuff out of my body, off of my body, and out of my head. And then getting out and grabbing all those My Pillows. We were talking about this on Friday. How many towels does it take to dry yourself off? Some are very conservative. I think Jay and Jennifer use one towel. I use four.
I'm a two-toweler.
Two towel, okay. Mm-hmm. So the whole feeling that you get with the, and this is the time, by the way, to take advantage of a great special of from the folks at My Pillow. The colors, the towel set itself, there are two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually this thing is at regular retail, $109.99. Now, $39.99 with our promo code, that is using DJV. So you go to the MyPillow.com website, you click on the Radio Listener Specials page, you go to the square, put in the promo code DJV, and while you're there, you can take advantage of all the other deep discounts between 30 and 65% on all the other MyPillow products using the code DJV. Do yourself a favor. Fill up the house with new towels, new sheets, all that good stuff by going to MyPillow.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Lots of trending things, as usual, here. Jay Kirschman is going to bring us up to speed on some of the things. A lot of it has to do with the virus, and a lot of it has to do with the Olympics. And then there's the usual shoot 'em ups over the weekend. We'll get to that right after this.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so Jay, it's Monday, and here it is, shoot 'em up report, like a shoot 'em up report every Monday, only this time it wasn't Chicago that got shot up as much as New York. What's the story, and what are people saying about it? It's all over Twitter, isn't it?
It's almost like a scene out of a movie. Two masked men with a calm demeanor, arms extended, shooting handguns into a crowded street in New York in the Queensboro, and then calmly hopping on the back of mopeds driven by two other masked people and disappearing. So the cops are looking for four suspects in this whole situation, and they do believe that it is tied to gang violence because three of the people shot are members of a street gang, and then everybody else, they were just innocent bystanders.
So what's at stake here for the gangs? Is it drug stuff? Or, I mean, why do gangs exist these days? You watch a lot of TV shows and you think all the gangs are involved in distribution and sales of drugs. But is that always the case? I'm asking because I don't know.
Pretty much, right?
Is that about always about drugs?
I think gangs have not gone away. I think they're about guns, control,
drugs are always
some areas.
Well, like, yeah, Crips in the Blood.
Operating. Yeah.
That was never about drugs. Was it the West Side Story? Was never about
There's always drugs involved on some
okay,
level.
That wasn't West Side Story. Crips in the Bloods were like a real great gang in Los Angeles.
Well, who are the ones?
A lot of it's about power and allegiance, too. I mean, when my mom first started substitute teaching in L.A., she went to school and she was wearing a blue dress, and one of her students was like, yeah, you can't do that. Do not wear red or blue, or they will think that you are making a statement because the Bloods are red and the Crips are blue. And so that was years ago in Los Angeles.
What an outrage. Think about that.
That's what it was. I mean, she came home like
how dare
scared.
They?
Like, yes, her first day on the job.
So she never wore a blue dress again?
Never. No. Not until she got settled into her permanent home in North Hollywood, but not when she was substituting. No way. It's about a turf war, you know, who runs the streets, and a lot of that has to do with drugs.
All right. J-Lo, I told you the story, I think, on Friday that I was doing a birthday party. I mentioned a few minutes ago I did a local birthday party at the farm over the weekend. And the people who are neighbors that brought their children down, the ladies, I met her father, whose name is Jose Lopez. Her name is Jennifer. Jennifer Lopez. And yeah, right. And I teased her. She said, you're not the first person. Yeah, of course I'm not. Anyway, so the other Jennifer Lopez, what's going on with her and Ben?
Well, J-Lo's still continuing her birthday vacation. She's in the Portofino of Italy, and Ben had to go back to the States, but she has him around her neck, of course, because she has a charm necklace that has his name spelled out on it. It's so cute. They're, like, going steady.
How much does this little trinket cost? Everybody's always looking at that. Well, the ring, how much does that cost? What does this cost?
I'm sure it wasn't cheap. She's chilling on a $1.1 million a week yacht right now for her birthday. So I think she's unbothered.
Apparently. All right. Well, we all should be probably, right? 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. BMW has announced a new collaboration with cutting-edge art app, Acute Art, that brings the world-famous BMW art car collection into the digital realm for the first time ever. The BMW art cars will be shown in augmented reality. The first 10 BMW art cars launched digitally on July 21st, with the subsequent 9 vehicles debuting every 2 weeks until 19 BMW art cars are available in the new app. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium-ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The United States and the United Kingdom joined Israel on Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. 3 years after NASA's InSight lander arrived on Mars, its data reveals that Mars is larger, lighter, and has a more liquid core than previously thought. Bruce Bannert, the principal investigator of the Mars InSight mission, talks about what that means for us Earthlings.
How it changed from just kind of a ball of kind of gray, indistinguishable meteoritic material to the diverse planet we have today with oceans and continents.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Joe Biden entered office vowing to reverse what he cast as cruel policies put in place by President Donald Trump. The Biden administration has a new border strategy focused on illegal migration. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border, and promised more sustained efforts to help those countries address them. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue on our own border.
They don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump, this administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernhards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Willing and able here to attack or approach the day. Maybe approach is better than attack. It's Monday, August 2nd. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. All of our lives, think about this in the individual and the collective sense. We all have moved mountains. We have survived. We've averted disasters, even though some days seem like a disaster. Most of us are capable of orchestrating the most thrilling of comebacks. It's exciting. Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it's luck, whatever it is. But it's worth considering when you think about the magic of life. We're doing a really good astrologer and a psychic, what is called Zodiac Magic. It's a podcast. It appears at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com. Actually, wherever you get your podcasts. And there are all kinds of things about romance, what's the week going to hold for you, astrological chart. So if you like that sort of thing, you find it helpful, It's time for you to open up your brain to that, if you'd like, and to join me. This is a podcast only, Zodiac Magic, wherever you get your podcasts. So as we look through all of the things about the vaccination status, I thought it was interesting. I just saw something about Simone Biles going to the Olympics, because that's the other thing I think that most people are talking about. She's going to go back, if I understand correctly. Am I right? The scenario
she's,
is that...
Yes, she's back in for the one final event, the balance beam, and she'll mm-hmm. be in the finals of that. But yeah, this was sort of a surprise that I haven't seen if she issued a statement or anything, but I would imagine that she was probably spurred on by all the support and love that, that you know, I mean, there were some haters.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Most
pretty much
of
universal.
The,
yeah.
Yeah, it's been very supportive. So maybe that gave her a confidence boost to go back out there and try one more event.
Put yourself in her shoes. Can you, all three of you, Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, can you put yourself in her shoes?
I've seen her feet. They're very small, so probably
yeah.
not.
Okay. All right. Absent the fact you can't fit into her slippers or her Cinderella shoes, but think about what she's been through. Can you imagine that there are a lot of people who are going through this? See, I think there's an object lesson here, good for a lot of people to understand that life is not always just a bowl of cherries, and that although we can look on the bright side of life, as Monty Python does and did, there still are things that approach people. And we all have been disgusted by seeing some of the things, the brickbats that have been thrown at her for no good reason. Maybe there's a good lesson there in humanity, too, don't you think, under the circumstances?
Well, yeah. I mean, if she comes forward and says that one of the main reasons she felt confident enough to do it was the support, well, then I think that's...
No, but I'm talking about the people that were, trading barbs with her, making fun of her, saying she needed to buck up or she wasn't a good American or any of that nonsense. It just is part of kind of...
Well, I think those people got silenced by everybody else who were, you know...
Yeah, ignore the haters. Take away their platforms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't give them the attention.
What do you mean when you say take away their platforms? What is that? Do you mean don't ignore? I mean, ignore
them?
Yes,
ignore them. Don't give them the opportunity. Don't respond to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need.
Yeah. Yeah, there isn't, actually. That's the whole deal. All right, so good luck to her. What else? What are we doing in the medal department? How are we doing against the Chinese and the cheating Russians and whoever else is out there? Who are our best competitors?
One other,
who are the most honest and honorable competitors, I guess is the way of asking the question.
I don't know. anyway, one other big story, though, is that the U.S. women's soccer team has lost against Canada, 1-0, and so they made it to the semifinals, and now we are unfortunately out of the gold running in soccer. So I don't know if they'll be able to play for bronze, perhaps, but they will not be competing for gold, which is a bummer because that team has always been, you know, a great team, two-time World Cup champions. So that's a bummer. In the medal count, the United States is still in first. We've got 61 overall medals. China's in second with 58. The cheating Russians, as you call them, are in third with 47.
Disgusting.
Great Britain has picked up some more medals. They're in fourth place with 33. Japan is in fifth with 32. And then Italy, France, Australia are all tied.
So back to the Chinese here for a second and the reality of what now is being even. I saw something, Jennifer, that Republicans in the House or in the Senate have taken on the task of examining the Chinese and the way that...
Yeah, but they were shut down by the Democrats. They were trying to pass some legislation that would provide a transparent committee, just bipartisan. This wasn't supposed to be a partisan thing to investigate what happened with China and Wuhan, and the Democrats stopped
Why?
It.
Why? What's in it for the Democrats?
I don't know.
There was something we talked about last week, though, that was a new bill, and it was a bipartisan bill. I think it was Mark Warner and on the Democratic side. I forget who the Republican was. Maybe Marco Rubio. And they were calling for all the same transparency, and maybe that's why they're not moving forward with the other bill.
Well, no, but the Senate, it passed fine in the Senate. I mean, it had bipartisan support, and it was unanimous in the Senate, but the House Democrats squashed it. So
why?
That's... Right, but
someone
why?
Must have said why. I mean, we'll have to
I honestly, I have not seen a good explanation. I haven't seen any explanation, to be quite honest. And I think it's ridiculous. I don't understand why everything like this even needs to be political. It just
no. It should be that we're in there, we're in their faces.
There's no American pride or love anymore. So it's like everything has to be, you're for it, you're against it. A lot of people think America is a problem.
But this is our
story.
Future. We're
of
talking
course
about.
It is. I know.
This
but
is
I think people
the way
are
the country survives.
That.
And you know, there's a lesson. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Victoria.
No, it's Jennifer. But, Jennifer. No, the story that's trending right now that I've been watching is that there's some new bombshell report out that said that months ahead of the first reported outbreak in Wuhan, the biosafety lab had requested bids for major renovations to air safety and waste treatment systems in the research facilities that had been operational for less than 2 years. This is a new congressional report that came to the surface. They said such a significant renovation so soon after the facility began operation appears to be unusual. This is from the House Foreign Affairs Committee's Republican staff. They said the projects for air disinfection, hazardous waste, central air conditioning system all raised questions about how well these systems were functioning the months prior to the outbreak of COVID. They say the true reason for the procurement posting is unclear as to if and when the work
was even
initiated.
How did they find out this information? One would
because
wonder.
Because the Republicans on the Foreign Affairs Committee have been investigating this.
Yeah, but where did they get their information? Who is somebody inside China?
I would imagine probably paperwork. Well, don't forget, we have a defector from China that no one knew about. That person is in custody, number one. There's probably documentation that you could get a hold of if you were a good digger, that would be probably place number two. So,
all right. So let's talk.
If they're having
bit.
Major safety concerns in the months leading up to COVID, and we're still believing that it came from a bat, and we're still listening to what China says about how they didn't know anything, come on.
All right. Let's concentrate on something else with regard to China for a few moments, shall we? 42 past the hour, by the way, on the DJV program. The workday. The way people are paid in China and their promotions or their movement, let's say, how are they enticed into working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week? That's the average schedule for the average worker in the average firm in China. Whether you're making something, whether you're in technology, whether you're in travel, it doesn't make any difference. So the reason that we, and this is a comparative that I think we need to make, we're a month away from Labor Day. Labor Day is celebrated by unions. It was a union holiday created by the government in acknowledgement of unions, not of the American worker, but of unions. Now, the unions have succeeded here in America. They'll tell you, and maybe there's some truth to it, that life is better because of them. It certainly came out of a movement where American workers 100 years ago, you talk about sweatshops and stuff, and the fact that many companies are not unlike they are today, kind of greedy and wanting to get the most out of people and thinking that they have the rod of control is over everybody that works for you. And to a point, that was the way it was, and that's where unions came from. Unions were necessary when they first got started to kind of deal with the way bosses or companies were treating employees. So you fast forward to 2021, the same sort of thing is going on in China right now as went on here 100 years ago. People are told you want the job, it's 12 hours a day, and that's it, and this is whatever you get paid. And what they get paid is the equivalent, I guess, of about $1 or $1.10 an hour. Most of the people working in factories. That's why when you go into I went into the auto parts store this weekend to try to get a backing plate for a brake system for a truck. And you couldn't find one that wasn't made in China. And most of the quality of the ones that are made in China, they call it aftermarket. They're tinny, they're cheap. But, you know, they just kind of almost just, they just barely fill the need or fit the bill. So you've got the quality of the workers that are mad because they're having to work as much as they do, or angry or whatever the right word is, realizing they're not making a lot of money. But they're still better off, and the government tells them that they're better off. And I guess they really are better off than it was in China maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And so back the last year or two, people have, because a lot of folks are dying in factories and stuff, and the word's getting around, they're beginning to sort of almost force the government into doing things differently. Remember, the government over there covered, is in charge of everything. The businesses, life, everything is the government, the government, the government. So I tell you that because we're concerned or we want to know more or we should want to know more about the average Chinese person and how they live because they are more and more a factor in our lives. The other side of it is that the government isn't handling this as well as they might, and sooner or later it's going to bite them in the butt. At the moment, however, they've got enough control so that they've taken over the economic realities of much of the world, and so, you know, who knows where it goes. But I say to those who are, what, Gen Zers or Xers or who don't want to work and who are very difficult to fit into the workforce because they don't feel like they have to do anything other than what they want. And that maybe is cool, and that's good for everybody to be an independent thinker, but at some point in time, there's got to be some balance here. And we have to get away from the government providing us with all of it, or we're going to be the same as China. That's the bottom line. That's the way I read it, anyway. Anything, ladies, what do you think? Are we headed in the wrong direction or are we headed in the right direction? I think we're headed in the wrong direction in terms of that sort of thing.
Yeah, just that, sure. I think in terms of awareness, you know, of how reliant we are on China, I think at least in my circle of friends and extended family, everybody thinks about it more when you buy a product. You know,
good.
Everyone turns it over and says, oh, where is this made? So, yeah, I mean, I think that there is an awareness, and I think that moving forward, if we can extricate ourselves from the very tangled web of the supply chain that's been going on for 40 years, if we can at least make a significant first step away from that, I think then that would be great. And hopefully that would also be supported by, you know, all walks of the aisle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would hopefully that would be something that could bring us all together.
It would
be nice.
Yep. Yeah, that would be nice. 47 after the hour here on the DJV program. Calitrin has started the month of August with a bang. It's Christmas in August. It was actually, they started last week, Christmas in July, and are going through this week celebrating special deals on all the products. You know, Calitrin doesn't just have a product that helps you lose weight. It's their number one product. But there are a lot of other things that are there, and you can see them on their website, toploss.com. Right now, there's an unlimited buy one, get one free here. You buy one, you get one free. You buy two, you get two free. You buy three, you get three free, that sort of thing. And so the BOGO deal is, by the way, this is liquid and capsules that help you lose weight and keep it off. It's a fabulous opportunity, fabulous company, fabulous people. I just love, every week or two we have a conversation with Elizabeth Miller, who's one of the people down there that is responsible for helping people understand how this works. That's really what I'm here to do, to get you to go to toploss.com, see how Calitrin works. And they also have Calitrin consultants that you can talk to if you've got a lot of questions about the differences between Calitrin capsules and liquids. They'll break it down for you. Whatever you need, they have there for you. 86% success rate. Can't argue with that. Help yourself to that really proven weight loss. The best way to do it is to check everything out for yourself. Be comfortable. Talk to the folks there. They'll help you out. Toploss.com. And when you check out, get those deals I was just describing by using the discount code DJV.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling?
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gems from the technology department, courtesy of Jem herself. It's Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen on Tech Talk at 53 after the hour. Item number one, as we get the week started, this first full week of August, is a focus on something that Mark Cuban started. What's all this?
Yeah, so he has funded and co-founded an audio app called Fireside, and it hasn't launched publicly yet, but they're already asking the limited creators who are on the platform, they're asking them for money. So in an email that was sent to users late Saturday night, Mark Cuban's co-founder and the CEO of Fireside is a woman named Fallon Fatimi. She said that she sent these emails out to the team, and they're accepting investments throughout the month of August for anyone who's interested. Now, you don't actually even need to be a Fireside user if you want to get in on this, apparently. You can go to their website and get some more details to see what the investment buy-in would be. But it is kind of interesting, and I think it's very Mark Cuban to sort of turn this into an opportunity for other people. So it's Fireside, basically, I know a lot of people say it's like Clubhouse. It sort of is, in the sense that, you know, you're listening in on live audio chats. Fireside is going to be hosting them and then turning them into a podcast. So they're kind of doing like a hybrid business model. Like I said, they haven't announced yet when they're going to go public. But this week, Mark Cuban, this is going to be an exciting moment for everyone who's going to Podcast Movement, which is like a big, it's an upcoming, I think it's happening this week. It's a really big podcasting conference. And so Mark Cuban and Fallon Fatemi are actually going to be there together. They're going to announce more stuff with the partnership with Libsyn. And so, I don't know, Fireside, if it's, we know that Mark Cuban, pretty much whatever he touches turns to gold, so yeah. A lot of people are looking to Fireside to see how this is going to be, you know, different and maybe better from Clubhouse. So he has his work cut out for him, but I think it if it's done with the right amount of Mark Cuban style, I think it'll work.
Yes, he's very good at that. A lot of people get great inspiration from him because he's done such great things with his time, his talent, his life. In a moment, Verizon's got some new plans that you may be interested in if you're a Verizon user, as I am. So stand by for that right after this.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Mr. Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
All right, so Victoria, what's the scoop with Verizon? They've introduced something new.
Yep, they've got a new mobile hotspot plan with four different options to choose from, starting at 15 gigs for $20 a month, and then it goes all the way up to 150 gigs for $80 a month. Now, they also offer a standalone and unlimited plan as an add-on. Essentially what this is about, and it's launching at the right time, this is for road trips, if you're in an RV, if you're renting an Airstream, you're driving into some, you know, remote place, which a lot of people do in the summertime, this is what you're going to need to stay connected. And so we know if you just flip on, if you take your smartphone and you turn on hotspot, your bill is going to be insane. So this is a way to actually save money, make sure you're still connected. And then one of the things that they're also doing, two of the tiers, the essential plan and the plus plan, they're available to Verizon customers, while the pro and premium can actually be added to an unlimited plan or purchased as a standalone product. So even if you're not a Verizon subscriber and you're going on vacation and you want to maybe stock up on some extra data and have this hotspot plan, you can do that from another carrier. So that's a good thing.
All right. So you're enthusiastic about this, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who wants to be stuck somewhere without any Wi-Fi, right?
Gee whiz. Never thought about it like that, but I guess that's a good question. Questions and answers. We specialize in that here on the DJV program. It's 59.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.